A team of Australian scientists is one step closer to creating a bionic brain. Researchers from Melbourne's RMIT have developed a nano-memory cell, a device which is 10,000 times thinner than a human hair. They say it's capable of storing complex memories and information in the same way as the human brain. Jessica Kidd reports.
The human brain is a masterpiece of electronic engineering, a twisted mass of neural pathways capable of complex calculations and thoughts. Now this intricate process has been artificially imitated by a team of researchers at Melbourne's RMIT University. The lead researcher is Dr. Hussein Nili.
The development of these nano-memory cells is a prerequisite for building these artificial neural networks that are capable of matching the performance and functionality of their biological counterparts.
The nano-memory cell is the world's first electronic device that can replicate the brain's ability to process and store complex information. Conventional digital storage cells, such as a USB, store information in a binary sequence of zeros and ones. But the nano-memory cell is able to store information in multiple states because it's analog, like the human brain. Dr. Nili compares it to the difference between a regular light switch and one that is fitted with a dimmer control.
When you have a light switch at your home, you can just flip it on and off, so it's either light or no light. But having a dimmer switch actually gives you much more flexibility in terms of how much light you're using. So the analog memory is kind of like that compared to the digital memory. So it can give you much more flexibility in terms of what information you store and what functionality you get. For example, instead of storing just a black and white color, you can store a rainbow inside a memory.
He says it could lead to the development of a bionic brain, which would remove the ethical barriers involved in experimenting on humans.
If you can replicate a brain structure outside a human body, you can get more insights into the functionality of a mammalian or human brain in terms of the kinds of disorders that human brain develops, like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease.
The technology may one day be used to create replacement parts for people who suffer brain damage, but that's a long way off. In the meantime, study co-author Dr. Sumeet Walia believes the cell could be used to develop artificial intelligence.
Once we are capable of storing and remembering and recalling the past events, from there we can actually, you know, start working on developing it as a storage component for a full array of artificial intelligence networks. For example, robots or even computers that behave like a human brain.
The study has been published in the journal Advanced Functional Materials.
Jessica Kidd with that report.